Yusham Yishviyas Daf Nun. The Gemara continues discussion Makokas yesterday, Rav Zeira and Rav Loya and Rav Imi, Nugeya to the halacha of when we say something that gets mixed up together, that you have a, it wasn't discussed a Shaila, whether we say something that was planted and then replanted it, that it's Mavatel and it becomes Mutter. Even if it, you know, even though it grew during the Shvius year, but since it grew mostly in the eighth year, it undoes the Isser of before, and we have a Machlokas Amaroyim that we discussed yesterday, and Rayas from each one, where do you see it? The Gemara continues to being a Maisa, we see this Machlokas comes into full play. Avavu Ol L'Arbel. Avavu went up to Arbel. Arbel is a city in Tzofon Eretz Yisrael near Tveria. Iskabel Gabi Arbel Bamenion. And he was visiting, he was a guest by Rav Abba Bar Minyan. Also, when he was there, he came, they asked him a shaila about onions. But Sile, they asked him about the onions. With this case, our case, they grew in the Shvius year, and then they it was replanted in the eighth year, it grew more. It grew more in the eighth. They plucked it out in the seventh year, and replanted in the eighth year, says the Marfulda, is the case that we're talking about. So they wanted to know, in the exactly our shaila, what we discussed yesterday's Gemara, is this mutter or not? So, and they paskin, he ruled, the Kuntra of Zera said, that it's mutter. Since the new growth came at the end of the year, the eighth year, and more than the growth of the originally of the seventh year, it becomes mutter. That was what we said yesterday, of Zera Shita. He passed like of Zera. Chamsun Tzimichan Olayu. Later, he saw that they were going to rely on him, and they passed an aloha like him, and these onions are going to be mutter. I'm going to let me say to them, Elo Lamarti, Elo Mutkonim. I don't know why you're listening to me. Why are you passing like me? I only said it, Lagabe Muduvonin. I only said Lagabe things that were crushed onions, but actual onions themselves, the original onions that's still intact, that I never said. Says the Marifult to explain. When he saw that they were relying on him to take these regular onions and matter them because they grew mostly in the eighth year, so he said, "I knew a little bit mikonin zakter marfulta mishedikon osandarson. You crushed them, you smashed them. Now that I allowed you to do because it no longer banned the ikker, the root that grew the original part in the seventh year is no longer here. It's not banned anymore. It's just like truvis. It's mixed together. Something against bataruvis and benoisin tam is only also benoisin tam. I mail it over here. It's going to be mutter." And therefore, if not, if most of the time is usher, but if it's if not, it's going to be mutter. I never said in Lagabe the din of regular onions, and I see you're relying on me for regular onions. That's not what I said. So, Mamela, therefore, we see this halacha. So, it didn't pass like Rav Zeira in Lagabe this prat. It didn't pass like Rav Zeira in this prat. So, again, the machlokes are showing exactly what are we talking about, exactly what you did to the onions, how you crushed them. But I read it where the Mafulda learns. The other, the Rosh Musul seems to have a different understanding of the Gemara as to what exactly happened to these onions, what you did to them to change the status of it. He quotes the Ravid Shita that there's still the part of it's crushed, but the neck of it is still there that's attached to the ground. The Marfulda doesn't seem to mention anything about that aspect of it. So there's a different way to understand the Maisa. I know the beginning and the end of the Psaka Locha. What happened was Ravu originally paskin like of Zera and said to be mutter. Later, Kadashmi, Rebbe Love, Ramami Peliga, when he heard that these great Amoraim argued, he backed away from Zera's Psak, and he paskin that therefore would be Yasser, that unless they were crushed first and it changed the Tzura, it would be mutter. In other words, not Stam Alokha that he had a new Alokha, a new Chiddush, a Medukunon. But the Gemara's version now is saying, I know exactly what happened this whole case. The case, this wasn't the way they said it. So, Dr. Marfulda, I knew your day. I knew, remember the story from beginning to the end. And it's not the way you just said the Maisa. Well, the Maisa was when he came there as to Shaila, he passed him like Avzeir, because that's all he knew. Then he heard that Rahila, Ravi Moy, argued on him, and he passed him the other way around. They said, oh, then I passed like them, and Betz is going to be also. Chazime Rosso, I changed from his psak, and he said that I agree that Betzim is really Osir. It's really also like they said, except but the kunin, if it's crushed, then I'll be moderate, like a Zera, then I'll be moderate. But otherwise, not that he said a chiddush of Zera, but rather he was machmir like of the other, a Leoi Rav Zomai, and Ravimi, that's what he wanted Paskin like. And he said, Lamaisa, I'll be moderate, I'm also like them, unless it's crushed, and therefore I would say it does not mivatel it. It would be considered like them, and that's the only reason why he was matir. That was the case of how he paskin here, both like Rav Zeira and like Rav Loi, machmir like Rav Loi and Rav Imoi. However, did it in the situation only with metzias when the original status of the root is fully is not here. It's crushed. That's what we did not give me enough. Mishnah continues. Man, when we say halacha is that after Shavuos, well, after Yer Shavuos, we say that you're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to go ahead at a certain point to be matir. At a certain point, when you have a shayla of a certain thing that is going to market, so the question is, when do we say that's considered mutter? It wasn't mutter. When is it mission once in a when is it permitted to buy vegetables in a year after Shavuos? At what point do we say that it's no longer connected to Shavuos, and you can assume that it was grown after Shavuos? When is the halacha? So at the Gemara, when you have other ones that are planted after Shavuos that developed, you can assume that the same thing as these will be as well, even though these may have been planted before Shavuos. But just like halacha, as they're mixed together with other ones, we know that it's enough time for something to be planted after Shavuos to already grown to be mutter. Therefore, we say it's mutter. Maybe this is from the original part that grew from before. That's batel berov, and it's going to be mutter. There we would not ask you, it's going to be mutter berov. That is the way the Mefarshim mostly learn the pshat in this Mishnah. It's going to be mutter in such a way. Once the vegetables are already beginning to be ripe in certain places, then Mara says, even things that grew later are also going to be considered mutter. Again, the idea is, since some of them grow earlier, quicker than others, and we assume that some of them already planted, growing later, and they grew in the eighth year, we're going to say that, again, batel, we say together with the other ones, that's all part of it, be mutter. Zakta Mishnah to explain, and Mara Fulda to explain. That we plant the matzah shvias, we say that it grows, it's only where it rabba heter alisa and it's mospatel. That's where it's more. So then we say, since lomaisa, they all grow, they grow that now most of them are planted after shvias. Maybe some of these are considered that grew before shvias, but then we get batel berov, and if we say to all of them, it's considered all to be mutter. However, Asa Abakir says the mafulta, the place where things grow very quickly, more than other places, there's the weather, the season, the soil is much more quicker, grows quicker. Then we say, since the place where it comes from, where it grows, then we say that's halacha. It'd be mutter also. And then even the late ones that grew later, if in this place over here it'd be enough to grow quicker, it'd be mutter. Then even things that grew later, along with it, we say it would be considered mutter as well. We matter them as well because we say that we assume it's a suffix and we say it came from the places where they grew quickly, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yitro disagrees. Rabbi argues and says, I matter to buy vegetables immediately after Shavuos. You don't have to wait the amount of time that it grows, but the thing is, go immediately right away. What's the term of his head? Why is Rabbi matter? Says the Mafulda, because most of the vegetables came from Chutz Laretz, and it was more than the ones that grew in Eretz Yisrael. And maybe therefore, according to the Mafulda, explains Pshat in the Gemara, the Mishnah of Yudas, that's why he says he's mutter. Because Be'etzem, Apirov, it's going to be mutter, because on Mestam, it came from Chutz Laretz. It got mixed up together, and we saw it was mutter. The other pshat is Yes Mefarshim Shabbeshnayim, which is the way the Pei Moshe learns. Oh, Shoshi Yomim Osik Yotzebah. In 2-3 days, it grows quickly. So may therefore, even though this may have grown earlier and therefore grew during Shavuos, since others grew quicker and it's now be this man of Shavuos, we say it grew quicker in a few days. It's going to be considered mutter. Zakta Mishnah Halacha, another halacha. You can't bring oil that was what that was burnt that became tumatame. That it was burnt because it was truma tamea, it became to a tamea that became tummy, or shvias from out land from Eretz Yisrael to go bring outside. You can't do that. You can't bring it. What's the reason why? The Mafulda says, but you can't do that. Sheman shall truma tamea that's omidless reifa, or a pair of shvias that needs beer, you can't go ahead and bring them from Eretz Yisrael to chutzos that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do. And we'll have to see why. I'm a Rebbe, Shemati Beferish. I heard the reason explicitly. Shemotzi in the survey, Motzi in Chutz Laretz. I heard explicitly you're allowed to bring them to Chutz Laretz, but you can Surya, but you can't bring them to Chutz Laretz. You can bring them to Surya, which is a place that is mutter. That part you're allowed to go do that. But no, that's the second state part of Rebbe's statement. You can't move that. So we already, Mishnah says already, you can't do that. I argue with that. The only thing he's arguing with is the first thing, that B'makom Surya, we treated it like a part of Eretz Yisrael, part not like Eretz Yisrael. So we allow you to bring it to Surya. We don't pass like that. In a locker of Shimon says the B'nai Moshe. But he says that he argues with the first part. In other words, you can't do that. You can't, you're allowed to bring the Surya. There, we didn't ask her in such a halakha. Surya is a, we said something's yes, like Eretz Yisrael, something's not like Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we allowed you to bring it there. But the Kutzar is about that you can't bring it. You're not arguing with the Tanakhama on that halakha. You can't bring Truma from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring Truma Mechutz Laaretz there. What's the reason why not? Says the Mishnah, says the Mafulda, Fisha Truma Kohan Maxinola Bevesa Granos, Rabbanah Hashemi, Kohanim Adfinakarev, Yotso, you're dead, Mir Tishrael Kutz Laaretz. Since the Kohanim will go after, run after the Bevesa Granos, the Kohanim go back. And they go back and they'll come back to run after the Truma. We're afraid they may come in to run after run Chutz La'aretz. Since the halakha is a look of separating Truma only in Eretz Yisrael, and we're afraid that you're going to go bring these things into Eretz Yisrael, that the Kohanim will go outside Eretz Yisrael to themselves. We don't want the Kohanim to run to Nakarel or Chutz La'aretz. Rabbanah made a Gzeres Tumas Ha'akim in Chutz La'aretz. So we don't want the Kohanim to run afterwards to go to Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, Rabbanah Asherd, the Torah Asherd, the Chachamim Asherd, you can't bring Truma in Chutz La'aretz La'aretz. So Amar Rabbi Bishmat to be fair, because before you're going to say Malacham, if you're serving every vehicle, Chutz, you bring Truma La'aretz from Syria, but you can't bring it to Israel, that you can't do the same Malacham applies, same Kashash, we weren't Geyser that far. The same halacha, with guys, the Rebbe says the same thing as Rav Shimon, just like I said the case before, that like Abbas Surya, we didn't answer some didn't have Eretz Yisrael, some did not like Eretz Yisrael, they didn't answer the Truma, that they didn't answer it, they only answered the Chutz La'aretz itself. So like the Mishnah. That the Gemara explains the halacha of the Mishnah. What is this halacha of the Mishnah discussing, whether you let it go in and buy right away or not? What's the basis of this machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah? Rishonah, you're like Asur B'Sif Eretz Yisrael. First halacha, things that grew, vegetables that grew outside Eretz Yisrael, the Sifrei Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. The beginning Yerek was Aser, vegetables that were originally considered, you brought them in, even to bring them to the border of Eretz Yisrael, was Aser, Skidush Yerek, Mutter, Pacific. Then the Rabbanah came along and said that, you know, you gotta go ahead, and they saw that the people were going ahead, that they were not able to listen, and they were Mater, they had to, you gotta bring it from Chutz La'aretz there, because it was, they had to get it close to them. They lived on the border of Eretz Yisrael, it was closer to them, Chutz La'aretz. They allowed you to bring them Chutz La'aretz to them. They shall ask you to bring from Chutz La'aretz to Israel to the beginning of the center of the land that you didn't ask. The Rabbanan came along and said, we allow you to bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Israel to all parts of the land of Israel. They still asked you to bring Motzei Shvi'is Barad. No, it's a different stage of this Gezeira. They realized that this is different from the entrance halakha. They were matter to what this halakha would be. What would be matter? They allowed you to be matter to bring the things, vegetables, from Eretz Yisrael during the year of Shvi'is. They allowed you to do that. The Rebbe here to the to Shvi'is miyad right away from it. Even right away, you could bring it right away. They didn't have to wait any longer. Bar mi kalufta, except the kalufta, the idea of kalufta is leaked that the Rebbe did not allow that. Why did they allow that? Why is the reason why? What do people who live in Tzipori do with the leak that they should be able to go ahead, the Rebbe should change his mind? They took it and dressed it up in sackcloth and ashes. In other words, to make it look as if they were a Nebuch, that they were mourning on the fact that now they're going to lose this. So this thing, they come in, Rebbe, they put it for the Rebbe. So they said to him, Menchata Din Mikal Yarke. What way with it? Look, this vegetable, this leek, sin more like the vegetables. And this one you don't allow to right away to burn. The other ones you did. Sherlan Lo. And Rebbe heard that. He'd be mounted even the leek right away as well. That they meant sincerely that they were going ahead, that they would mount it as well, that they bought it from Chutz La'aretz. They allowed you to go ahead and do that. In other words, that the. So you see that the Gemara is explaining the status of the Mishnah, that there were several stages before they were allowed. And originally, when they asked all vegetables come to Eretz Yisrael, they're afraid why? We're afraid they're going to bring the soil that's attached to the vegetables. The way the Mepharshim explained, we're afraid it's Tumas Ha'akim. When they bring the vegetables, they're going to bring it in together with the soil so that it stays fresh. So therefore, they went ahead and they asked it and said, because we don't want you to bring the soil in. That's Tumas Ha'akim. We don't want you to bring it in. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, therefore, with the acid, all of them, all the vegetables. Then the Rabbanan saw this. They realized that they could not go ahead. It was too difficult for them. The ones who lived in right the borders of Eretz Yisrael needed the vegetables that come from the neighbors right on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. They mounted, you got to go bring that into Eretz Yisrael to the borders, you can do that. Still not realized afterwards, you can't bring it to actual Eretz Yisrael, only to the borders. But when they saw that they weren't listening, you can bring it into Eretz Yisrael itself, to all parts of Eretz Yisrael, you can bring it out. They realized that they couldn't, it was impossible to make such a thing. They realized that there wasn't enough things growing in Eretz Yisrael to be able to survive on that. They had to go have their vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. So they changed their matter even more than that, allowed them even then to bring food even to the center of Eretz Yisrael as well. Ava began, they still said, Yarek, Yarek, Matzishvias Be'ad, you shouldn't be allowed to go ahead and take it right away, Matzishvias right away. But Rabbi saw that even that they had to go ahead. That most vegetables, Lamaisa, was in the eighth year, they needed to go and bring them in. Most of them come from Chutz La'aretz. So Chutz La'aretz, therefore, he said, ready right away, you can have that. But the klufta was different. Klufta leeks generally came from Eretz Yisrael, not from Eretz Yisrael. He said, okay, that I can't allow. I'll allow vegetables because most of them come from Eretz Yisrael. But the leeks come from Eretz Yisrael, that I can't allow. However, when they saw that, they made a thing on that to make a sin that even that, how could you punish a leek? We need leeks from a kutzar. It's also, it's still, why are you making it, dressed it up like in a way to make it, why are you punishing these vegetables? So therefore, he matted them, even it looked as well, even the leeks itself, he was matted them to have right away, to them right away. Well, maybe also the Rebbe, what did the klufa do to sin that you couldn't get them? All that different in Yerikim. The Rebbe went ahead and matted that as well and said that therefore, they could go this. Therefore, several stages of Rebbe's heter to allow them, first only the borders, then to all of Eretz Yisrael, then even the leeks themselves, this area, he mata them as well, and to say that they come from Chutz La'aretz, you'll have to do that. Gemara says the Maisa. Ula, Bashma, Bashma, Chanon, Ula, Bashma, Kenra, Chanon, 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 So what happened? They came down there right after Shvius ended. They were received by his guests by Ramana. So Amalem Rabbi, Rabbi said to Ramana, Aslano lefes echad shel yerek. Prepare for us a pan of vegetables. We're hungry. Prepare for us a pan of vegetables, a fried vegetable, so we can eat. Now this is obviously the beginning of the eighth year, right after Shvius, which means you would have to go ahead and use the eat the vegetables that were allowed to, must be, you bought them after, before Shvius, that was made before, during Shvius. You had to purchase them right away after Shvius. So he said, make for us a vegetable pan. So Abu Lameli went ahead and prepared for them a dish of meat. So Lamarca, the next day, Rabbi Amalei, Rabbi said again to them, Asalei Yuria, prepare for us another vegetable, pan of vegetables. Avra Lendu the Kanosi went and prepared for them a dish of meat, of chicken. So Amar Rabbi, when he saw that, Rabbi said to them, Niker Davashes and Maftesh Shmuel. Lachaira, I see from you the way you're acting that it comes from the, you must be come from the end, Petach Shmuel, from the entrance of the Beis Medrash Shmuel. You must be Shmuel's Talmud. Shmuel Amaisi just gave the Rebbe's Heter and said, you can't buy fruit or vegetables right away at the beginning of the Eif Yimiyad. You can't do that. So the fact that he brought him, when he asked him for vegetables and he brought him meat and chicken, must be that you hold like the, Rav Mana held, there must be a Talmud of Shmuel that disagreed with Rebbe's Takana and allowed them to go ahead and asked the vegetables right away. That's why he went ahead, Dafka preserved them meat, the vegetables, because he couldn't allow them to, right after the year Shvius, to allow them to eat meat. Only Rav Yehuda. So this is, he said, no, I think you're mistaken. I feel the Rebbe's Shmuel, he's not even from the basement of Shmuel, not even from the Pesach of Shmuel. That's not why he did what he did. That's not why he argued Rebbe didn't bring you vegetables because of that reason. Not because of that, no. He owes Enochrami, he could go do that. Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he do that? What was the reason why Shmuel didn't agree to buy vegetables right away? Gemara says, the only Ba'amati did it on the Gabe, the set of the people near the border. With those people, that's you allowed to go import vegetables because that comes from the only place to get it from is from Chutz La'aretz. Lamavidkin. So why did, if that's so, then why did Taka go ahead and not give them vegetables and give them instead chicken and meat? Don't tell me the Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda was the Talmud of the Talmud of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda ain't there. A Yerik Aser but Sirfrei Be'Eretz Yisrael. This was a Aser to import even to the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he says you can't. You weren't able to do it since the rice and vegetables that grew in the eighth year were not available yet, and merely they grew out to Eretz Yisrael. You're not to buy them. You're not to buy them. Aser B'Sirfrei Be'Eretz Yisrael. You can't go ahead and bring the vegetables into Eretz Yisrael, even in the border cities. You can't do. But the Mishnah said, Mishnah, you're not to go ahead and bring things into vegetables into Eretz Yisrael. That's why he wasn't allowed. That's why he brought him other food. Also the Gaboy, when Ramelia came to Rebbe on a different occasion, only Avute, he had told him over the mice what happened. Remember the mice that happened last time a while ago when he refused to give them vegetables. And the question is, why did he mock Mer? Amalei tzarech avusei avikavosin. Should act in accordance. We told him we should act in according to our shita that allows us to eat vegetables from Chutz La'aretz right away. And therefore, should have done that rather than going ahead and not doing so. Ravi and Kavosi should have done like we paskin, rather than going ahead and go ahead to go ahead and show that you disagree with us, you make a machlokes, and that you argue with a shita. In other words, not because you didn't do that. First, they thought it was because he held like Shmuel that he doesn't agree that you're not. We don't eat. You can't eat miyad and shvius. They said no. The reason why he did it because he holds like a Yehuda who holds that you're not allowed to eat yirakos. Even in the borders, they didn't allow. Rebbe allowed it in the border towns because there was no place to buy from. But the Tanakhama disagreed. So that's the reason why he did it, because he held that's the Talmud. He's a Talmud of a Talmud, a view that didn't allow that. That's why he couldn't do that. So Mela, he said, you should have allowed to do so right away. You should have done with us because we hold that way, and you should have given to us rather than making an issue at the... says the Rashi Salur. You should have, what he criticized them was not because you should have paskin like us, but rather you could, you have your Rebbe to listen to. But you should have done what we asked you, because that's how we paskin, and instead you made a machlokes be Yisrael by not agreeing to it, by giving us chicken and meat, and that was something you did in Aveira, creating a machlokes, creating a difference of opinion. Rashi Salur says, could Mabra machlokes be Yisrael? The sin of that is a greater sin, and that you shouldn't have done that. And that's why we disagreed with you. That's why we disagreed with you. Stop over here.